George Matthews, your host for Victoria Arts. My special guest today is Daryl O'Neill with the Victoria Symphony Orchestra. Good afternoon, Daryl.
Good afternoon, George.
The symphony has been all season celebrating our 50th season. It's incredible that it's 50 years for the Victoria Symphony.
Yes, it's been wonderful, and we've enjoyed it thoroughly so far, and looking forward to the rest of the season.
And we have only one more concert. But just prior to that concert, in the evening of the day, there will be a monument erected outside the Fine Arts Center to commemorate, of course, our 50 years with the Victoria Symphony.
Right, it'll be permanent out there.
and of all the people who have helped to bring the symphony to this milestone, I guess you might.
Yes, their names will be on the back of the thing.
Always, it seems, when you're talking about musical organizations, all of a sudden a musical staff appears with notes all over them. and sometimes it's just a graphic guy who's sitting back in the corner and has no idea what a music's supposed to look like. But you've told me this time that is not happening. This time we're getting a specific song or specific set of music for this monument.
Right. As you said, the graphic designers, when they put up the mock-up, they usually don't know anything about music, so it doesn't represent anything that's on there. Sometimes it's not even rhythm. There's no rhythm. There's just a series of notes that are thrown up there. Of course, as the flagship organization celebrating 50 years and playing the likes of Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, all these people, it would be remiss of us to just put up just random notes on this. And so I pointed this out in the mock-up, and then so I was appointed to procure whatever notes we were going to put on there. So obviously it couldn't be just random. And then the second thing, which occurred to me later, was that it couldn't just be someone else. I mean, there's no point in putting Beethoven up there or Brahms or Tchaikovsky, because Brahms and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky got nothing to do with Victoria.
Well, and it's just those are just part of what the 50 years represent. You don't know which one might be the most popular.
Yes, and so it's dawned on me that it had to be personal, what was on there. It had to be specific for Victoria. So I came up with this notion, which I've done in the past with other pieces, of taking the name Victoria Symphony Orchestra and then taking out only the letters that refer to certain notes. And so if you do that, for example, with Victoria, V-I-C is a note, right?
Okay.
T-O-R-I-A. So if you go all the way through the name, and if you also use the German system of H meaning B natural, then you get seven particular notes. And so I use those seven notes to start my thinking about what should be on the monument.
And with that, you expand that. You look at it and you decide, okay, I've now got the order of the notes. So how do I put a time to the notes?
Right. And the next thing after that was, as you say, to give it some kind of life and character beyond just the fact that they are seven notes. And so since this is a celebration of 50 years, something that was fanfare-ish was something that I wanted to consider. So that meant, you know, with fanfares, you usually get these shuffly rhythms and triplets, you know, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, you know, dun-da-dun, da-da-da-da-da, that kind of a thing, right? Everyone knows Star Wars, of course, da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, so that triplet really does something for it. So I started putting together, and I created a five-bar rhythm in 2-4 using the notes. So I used the notes in their exact order, as they are in the name, twice. So there's 14 notes in the tune, and I created this tune, and since it's in 2-4 and only five bars, it fits easily onto the monument. You know, I wasn't going to write a big symphony and hope to put the whole thing on the monument, right?
So then there'd be no place for the names.
That's right. So in creating that, I got the melody, and of course, as a composer, you cannot just create a melody without some underlying harmony to it as well. So I created that, did a mock-up, and thought, well, since it's a fanfare, it should be brass. So I made a MIDI mock-up of it, of the melody with brass, and it's only about three seconds long or something like that. And then that was the great idea for putting it on the monument. And so it's that melody that you will see.
So as you approach for the final concert of the 50th season, you can look at the monument and you can get a peek at what that song it would sound like.
Yes, you can see it on there. And of course, as you say, the thing is many people who will be looking at it can see it, but would be interested to know, what does it sound like?
And you're going to do that for us, aren't you?
Well, what happened was is that I did make this little MIDI file of it's about 3 seconds long, and it occurred to me, well, we could just have real brass play it. But it was so short, and it didn't involve the rest of the orchestra, that I thought, well, it needs to be expanded. So I expanded it to full orchestra, expanded it from 3 seconds to about 2.5 minutes. So it's not very long, but it does use those seven notes. And I wanted to create something that was, again, celebratory, fanfare-ish. So the title of the piece is called Celebration Fanfare. It uses those seven notes in the order throughout for the main melody, and something that's got energy, that's got excitement, that states the theme clearly. And then even within it, I use the exact melodic configuration and vertical harmonies at the end. So if one were to have heard the 3 second version with the brass, with the melodies and the harmonies involved, that's exactly what I used for the end. But throughout it, it's a different set of rhythms and a different set of harmonies that are used. For those of you who are a little more musical, it basically starts out with an introduction, a slower fanfare, and then there's a middle section with 3 segments in it that are all in 7/8 time. Very energetic and moves quickly. And then the slower fanfare-ish part comes to the end just for a small number of bars, and then another small number of bars. Very quickly, the 7/8 returns, and it ends with a big crash.
So as you pass by the monument, you get to see it, and then the first piece of the 50th season's final concert is Celebration Fanfare.
Yes.
And it's all original Oné.
Yes, yes. With help from Victoria Symphony Orchestra for the seven notes that are then combined in many different ways and used throughout.
Thank you so much, Daryl.
You're welcome, George.